Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Neeru Bakshi, your guest host for the week. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday. If you listened yesterday, then you know this week is all about how to feel at home in your own body. And today, I'm going to try something very ambitious for a 5-minute episode. I want to help you change your perception of health, or what it means to be healthy. Because the truth is, our society has a very one-size-fits-all approach to what constitutes a healthy body. And spoiler alert, it doesn't work. It ignores things like culture, genetics, lifestyle, and it can set unreasonable expectations for us. So let's re-examine what we've been taught about our health so you can start to find out what truly works for you. The way that we think about health has a really narrow focus. Oftentimes, we think that if someone is in a smaller body, that could be smaller by weight, it could be smaller because they are leaner. We view that as being a body that is healthy. And when I was in my training in medical school, we were often thought to look critically at somebody's weight and how that played a part in their overall health. It is this very narrow view. What that really does not take into account is the variety of genetics and different nutritional input that we all have. So the other day, I was chatting with a patient, and this patient is in a body that our society would deem to be larger. And this particular person, she went to her primary care doctor because she thought she had COVID. And she wanted to get tested. And the first thing that the doctor did when they came into the room was to comment on her vital signs, particularly her weight and how she needed to lose weight. Now, that's not why she went to the doctor. She went to the doctor because she wasn't feeling well and she was looking for help. she took that as an opportunity to recenter the doctor on the reason that she was actually there for her visit and talk about her upper respiratory symptoms and how she was feeling physically. The doctor accepted this guidance and recentered themselves as well and focused on why she was there. Now, that self-advocacy can be so hard to do in the moment because we're oftentimes thought to think of doctors as people who know what they're talking about and we just need to follow what they say. But what we know is who we are in our own bodies and how we feel. Now, does that mean that we just throw that advice out the window and we engage in things that may actually be harmful to us? Well, I hope not. But what it means more realistically is we filter that through the lens of my personal experience and what I have access to and what I have the capability to do. So while a doctor may be telling me that I need to get a certain amount of cardiovascular exercise every single day, I can filter that through the questions for myself, such as, is my environment or my neighborhood one that's safe for me to do that? And if I'm going to cut back on rich foods that maybe increase my cholesterol because that's what my doctor is advising me to do, how can I still honor my cultural and ethnic traditions, but create modifications that ultimately support me living my best life in my own body? That's it from me today. Tomorrow, we'll discuss something that's very dear to me and my work as a psychiatrist, body image. Don't worry if that phrase puts you on edge. You're not alone. We're going to do this together. Thanks for listening. I'll see you back here really soon.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.